Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023, and today I am covering paranormal news. As always, you can find all the episodes of the show, along with links to social media and other ways to contact me, at the podcast page. And that is salcedoparanormal.podbean.com. That's SALSIDO, paranormal.podbean.com. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions, or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Also, just something new to add to the introduction here. If you would like to support the show in any way, of course you can always share it with anyone that you think may enjoy it. But also, if you are into basically any kind of reading at all, or if you think anyone else might be, I have books. So you can, I've already put the links in the chat here where you can find the books that I've written, mostly paranormal. Paranormal themed, of course, some fiction, some nonfiction. So you can either check out my books and or donate via PayPal or Venmo, with more links coming soon, to support the show if you would like and if you're able. Just because I was doing some math just a few minutes ago, and I figured out I put in about 30 to 40 hours a week on the show, right around there. So, a lot of time and resources and things like that, so I appreciate everyone being here and listening, of course. Thank you all for listening, whether you're here for the live show or you listen to the podcast or YouTube feeds. And I think that covers just about everything for now. And I have links to everything in the chat here, and I'll include them in the episode description and go from there. So I have several stories here. We'll see how many we can get through today. And a few that are left over from the last news show. And then the rest that I found tonight. So this first one here is from dailypost.co.uk. And the title reads, Haunted and Iconic Anglesey Lighthouse. Known as a supernatural hotspot. And it does seem like a lot of lighthouses, if you look into them, there's stories of paranormal activity in and around them. I wonder if it's partly because of being so close to water, partly the isolation of it, with the people that have to stay there a lot of times, they're stuck there by themselves, or maybe with their family or one or two other people. But it mentions that this... it's a popular tourist destination, and it's said to be haunted by the spirit of a former lighthouse keeper, Jack Jones. A lot of the lighthouses have similar legends and stories. So this is said to be among Wales' most haunted spots. And let me see here. It's known as South Stack Lighthouse, actually. And there have been many reports there about paranormal activity, events going on there. This is located on Holy Island. That's an interesting name. Has had thousands of visitors to check out the location. Also there because of the stories of the paranormal associated with it. It says that for centuries, dragons, fairies, and other mythical creatures have been linked to North Wales. But this area, I'm not even going to try to say the name of the actual Welsh name, is said to be the home to more spiritual beings. So that's kind of funny that this story ended up being in tonight's show, because of something that will be talked about in tomorrow night's show. Oh, and that's another thing I forgot. I was going to remind everybody. Tomorrow night, there will not be a live streaming show, but there will be an episode that will come out basically on Thursday morning. So, just so everyone knows, no live stream, but there will be an episode. So, that comes out next morning there. Anyway, sorry about that. Getting back to the article. Apparently, this lighthouse is 135 feet tall. It was built in 1809 in order to warn ships about the rocks below, obviously. It says that in 1853, there was a huge storm that crashed into the coast and wrecked a lot of ships in the area. So, and it says, according to legend, the lighthouse keeper, Jack Jones, died after being struck by a falling rock during the storm. So, but he can be heard apparently pounding on the lighthouse's doors and windows at night to this day. I wonder if it's just to be let in or... Huh. Also, with that kind of a thing, I wonder about that, because it seems like objects could also hit the doors if there's another storm that's bad enough, but... Not to say that it's not possible that there couldn't be things going on there. It says that the site's history has attracted many professional ghost hunters over the years. Let's see here. So, and it mentions that it's also appeared on TV shows, obviously. When it mentions professional ghost hunters, that's usually means there's going to be TV shows involved there in some cases. Not every case, obviously, but some. It says that each year, many people go to the lighthouse, to visit it for the history, but also because of the paranormal. And, it's located in the, apparently in a nature preserve, and has been, described as both iconic and haunted. So, goes into more detail about the actual building. It says the lighthouse, let's see here, sits at the bottom of around a 400 stone steps. That's quite a track right there. And it has a bridge nearby, built in 1983. It's currently going under renovations, which is makes me wonder if there's anything else, any kind of an increase in activity going on there. And it has links to how to visit, excuse me, the lighthouse as well if you happen to be in the area. So, always love to share the stories about the lighthouses, because I think that should be actually be on that list of types of places that seem to have a lot of activity. Yes. Yep. Let's see here. Matt's all says lighthouses are beacons for the dead that died in shipwrecks. That makes sense in a way. I could see that. Huh. Hadn't thought of it like that, but that wouldn't surprise me. So, moving on to the next article here. Let me see here. This is from Hales Owen News. .co.uk, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. This one says, Haunted Museum, Stoke-on-Trent, by Isabel Mitchell, Phoenix Collegiate, it says there. So, this is apparently, let's see here, it just says the title over and over again, a couple times there. So apparently this is a, more of a gallery, I guess. Oh, there we go. Here's the actual article here. So it says that this reporter was invited to be to go with a paranormal investigation group because of a previous experience they had, and it was at this event. Let's see here. So looking at this. So it's apparently this is the sixth most haunted location in the UK, and this museum apparently, and Let's see here. Goes into details about, basically it's a museum of objects. Basically artifacts from a personal collection of, let me see here. I lost the name. So some a private collection here. Mr. Longson and Miss, I'm not sure if you say this as Boot or not, B-O-O-T-E, decided to dedicate all of their time to create a museum, basically, for the public. And this museum gives people the chance to learn about the, basically the past, the histories behind a lot of these items in this museum, which are associated with, sort of the more macabre, more horrific elements of the past. But, so let's see here. People get to look at many of these objects that are said to have energy around them, apparently. And there are guided tours. So, let's see here. Looking at the rest of this article here. It says that there's cameras that are installed in a lot of the rooms to capture any kind of paranormal activity. And, so let's see here. Yeah, that just seems like it's describing this collection of items. It says that most of them, let me see here. So yeah, it doesn't, I'm not picking up a lot from this article as I'm trying to skim it, so definitely check it out. Sorry about that. These museums are always interesting to me because of all the items that they collect over time, and then I'm sure they put things in, take things out. It makes me wonder what kind of energy, what kind of effects it has on the overall energy of a place like that. Even just in regular museums, I wonder how many items in regular museums have energy attached to them. I've heard of course, different museums associated with the Titanic having paranormal activity surrounding them. So, anyway, moving on, since I sort of botched that article. This next one is from, and I'm guessing this is a radio station or media station, KAKE.com. And this one is just basically discussion of sort of an aspect of paranormal investigations, which I'm interested in. It says, can ghosts really communicate through radio transmissions? And so this is largely about the ghost box, the item, that tool that people use that they say will allow for communication with spirits, either through the spaces in between the radio stations, where they can supposedly say things that people will be able to hear, or even through the timing, as from what I've heard, of the phrases, the single words or phrases that can be heard by going across the whole radio spectrum. And so this is, let me see here. Now, they have a name for it in this article that I'd never heard of. And they're calling it Radio Voice Phenomenon, RVP. So instead of EVP, Electronic Voice Phenomenon, it's RVP. And this is a term I have never heard used before. I'm wondering if we're seeing sort of the beginning of what will later on be a common term in the paranormal. It'd be pretty amazing to be present while that's happening, in a way. But it says here that advocates of this RVP, this new technique, claim that they can use radios in different ways to communicate with ghosts and or spirits. Says that in order to hear these things, you need to have access to a spirit box, of course, because that's the radio part of it. And then, of course, it mentions being in a potentially haunted space. So they go into the whole description of how these work. Again, it's really just cycling through the radio band in different ways, at different speeds sometimes, from what I've heard. And then you can get some interesting recordings or words or phrases. Again, it's hard to say with all those what's really happening to me anyway. But I think when combined with other tools, and then also with just how the sense that you're getting from where you're at, I think is also important, as always. It's possible. So I'm not really ruling it out completely, but I think there's a lot of room for maybe some misidentification of activity there. And that was the thing I was confused about, too, at first. PDG in chat there says, is that the same as a ghost box? I do believe they work. Yeah, and I do as well. I think that they can work, but they can also, they cannot work in some cases. I don't doubt that they can work, though. But PDG says, I have a friend that makes them, picked up swearing and a bunch of different languages. Interesting. Yeah, huh, that's neat. I don't doubt that they can work. I've heard a lot of stories. Of course, I can't think of any of them now, but of investigators and just people trying them out and getting interesting things from them. So, alright, so I think that's where I'll leave that. You can all check out the article and read it in detail for yourselves. And with that, I think I'll move on to the next one here. And this one is from, let me see here, devonlive.com. And this one says, mysterious blue UFO spotted above Devon coast. And I believe this is from the UK. This says that, according to a witness named Nicola, there's a blue unidentified thing, which, when enlarged, looks like a spacecraft. I find it neat that it's blue, but it appears to be a craft. Because when I saw blue, I was wondering if it was going to turn out to be just a light, like what I saw. Apparently this witness says that she may have caught a photo of a UFO flying over the North Devon coast. Says that she has put took the photos on her mobile phone on February 23rd, so this is a little ways back, and doesn't know what she caught on them. She says that she took them in quick succession. Apparently in one, there's a blue unidentified thing, as it said in the beginning, which when enlarged looks to me a bit like a spacecraft in alignment with the stars and the moon. In the second, says the blue thing is moved out of alignment, and then in the third, it is gone completely. So it has some pictures here in the beginning of the article, and so it says that before taking the images, Nicola just left a friend's house when it was getting dark, and she and the friend both commented on the moon and stars, which looked really bright. And let's see here. So yeah, that's Nicola decided to try to take some pictures of the night sky because she had just gotten this new phone with a new camera in it, obviously. And then that's how she eventually caught whatever this was that she caught in photo. So, neat sighting there, and always interested in those sightings of odd things in the sky there, wherever they show up. This next one, I think I have time for one more. It's not a super long one, but it is a video of possible video or image of Bigfoot. And this one is from, let's see here, WRRV.com. And the title of this one says, "Curious Bigfoot Video Emerges from the Upper Cumberland of Tennessee." So, it talks about just the interest in Bigfoot, and this video, which, of course, it was shared on Twitter, but there's apparently no sound, and of course, as it mentions in this article, as with everything when it comes to videos, it's hard to know if it's fake or if it's real. But if it's real, then that's, I always like to include the possibility of these things somehow being real. You never know. So, just a quick one there, and I think I'll leave it to you all to check out that video. So, and let me see here. So yeah, I have two more here, but I think I'll save those for next time. Just again, to remind, a couple of reminders, tomorrow there will not be a live stream, but there will be a show that comes out by Thursday morning. So, looking forward to that. That's going to be the next roundtable, which is going to be a lot of fun. And so, looking forward to that. Let's see here. Oh, I missed something in chat. PDG says, "The blue lights look kind of like the Star Trek ship." Interesting. Okay. But yeah, there's going to be, next show will be a roundtable show that will come out on Thursday morning at some point. I'm really looking forward to that. That will be featuring Michael Strange from Trouble Minds Radio and Jennifer Hawkins, who you all know from calling in to Mike's show and being on my show and having her own YouTube channel. So really excited to do that show, and you will find out what it's about. At least when you hear it in more detail. I will just say the first article tonight made me laugh a little bit because of a little synchronicity. That article mentioned fairies and other mythical beings. So I'll just leave that as a hint as to what we're going to talk about in that roundtable show. Again, I will be from now on sharing the links to all my books, basically my book page on Amazon. And other ways you all can contribute to the show if you would like to. In case you really do enjoy the content and you want to help out, in addition to sharing the show, any support would be greatly appreciated. And I think that'll do it for today. Thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all through time travel a little bit on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal, when we talk about the Fae and the paranormal. So thank you all for listening, and I'll talk to you all next time. Take care.